Archdiocese of Cincinnati is ending its long-standing partnership with the Girl Scouts. Cincinnati Archbishop Dennis Schnur announced the decision late last month. In a letter, he wrote that scouting is fundamentally good, but the church disagrees with the Girl Scouts' stance on, quote, sexual and gender ideology, end quote. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Joining me now to talk about the Archbishop's decision and discuss reaction from Girl Scout troop leaders and parents are scholar, lay Catholic, and lifelong Girl Scout Ashley Thiering. Thanks for being here, Ashley.
Thanks for having me.
Girl Scout troop leader Laura Smith. Welcome to the program, Laura.
Thank you.
Archdiocese of Cincinnati Director of Communication and Evangelization Mike Schaefer. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Happy to be here.
And the Archdiocese Director of Media Relations, Jennifer Schack. Thanks for being here, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you, Lucy.
Mike, how did the Archbishop explain his decision to cut ties with the Girl Scouts?
Well, I think in his letter to the faithful, which has been pretty well publicized, you sort of prefaced a little bit of it, Lucy, that he, first of all, affirmed that scouting is fundamentally good. It builds character. It builds leadership. It creates good citizens, and that, and the Archdiocese has traditionally treated scouting as a really wonderful part of youth ministry, both for boys and for girls. And he also, I think, acknowledged that and recognized that, and acknowledged the work of all the dedicated scout leaders over the decades, really. But that he also pointed out that the Girl Scouts of the USA have adopted certain platforms that they advocate, and that that has been embraced by the Girl Scouts of Western Ohio, and that, you know, we were unable to reach an understanding with them about their promotion of those things and how to best proceed forward. And so we decided to end that relationship after much, you know, reflection and consultation. It was not an easy decision. Certainly not a decision that he anticipated making or that he wanted to make.
Does this relate to activities related to LGBTQ identities or Pride Month identities? Is that what we're talking about here, Jennifer?
Right. So, you know, to answer that more specifically, I'd have to say that we there came a point where it did need to be researched what was coming through the Girl Scouts of Southwestern Ohio. So at the point where their memorandum of understanding had been reached from 2016 to 2021, and when that concludes, the Archbishop asks us to, more Mike Schaefer as Director of Communication and Evangelization, to research what the Girl Scouts were promoting and what they were involved in. And so at that point, they do some research and discover things that were being promoted in that arena, in that worldly view that the church does not align with.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, talk to me about that. Along those lines, what do you think Girl Scouts is promoting or talking about that the Archbishop was referencing there?
Yeah, so the Girl Scouts includes optional badges and patches and things that look at gender as a spectrum, that talk about LGBT issues, that acknowledge kind of the kind of scientific evidence and conversation that's happening in the larger world around gender and sexuality. And so those are there as part of the conversation. I would say it's not a defining feature. It's, you know, it's really rooted in the care for the whole person, for human dignity, that is part of the Girl Scout law, and giving a space for the girls and their troop leaders to discern if those badges are appropriate for them, to discern if they want to do those types of conversations. And they tend to be for the older girls. You know, it's not daisies or, you know, the younger girls engaging in these conversations, but usually kind of middle school to high school girls who might be taking on a project like that or doing even service projects around that.
Laura, are those projects that your troops have taken on?
No. I mean, our girls have done things like, you know, collected and made blankets for foster kids. They've done bat boxes to promote pollinators. And I do have seniors in high school and eighth graders, and it's just not something they've been interested in.
So that's, as Laura, just to clarify, as Ashley mentioned, those badges and activities are optional. They're not something at all Girl Scouts would do or take on.
Yeah, they are. The one that with the GSWO patch was the Pride Month fun patch, and our troop opted, or both of my troops opted not to do that. And then the other patch that the Archdiocese pointed to was something that was a council's own patch out of Colorado. So my fellow leaders and I, when we met on Saturday or Sunday with our kids, we didn't even know of this. And it was age level for my eighth graders. They are cadets, and we had never even heard of the Inclusive Together patch.
Did you want to speak to that, Jennifer? I mean, okay, the way you were leaning the microphone, I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk about that or... Ashley, what do you think about the Archbishop's reasoning there? You mentioned these are optional patches. What struck you when you first heard about this decision?
Well, what strikes me is that there is a really fruitful, long-standing relationship here between the diocese and the Girl Scouts. And the Girl Scout law and Catholic social teaching are very well-aligned. And so it struck me as, you know, disappointing to end this relationship. And the reality is LGBT issues and gender issues are something that are being discerned by the church as a whole. 61% of U.S. Catholics support gay marriage. So this isn't an end of the discussion, which I think is really important, that there is a part of our discernment as a Catholic community in this kind of big tent church that requires listening, that Pope Francis has called us to be a listening church, a synodal church. And part of that is the sense of the faithful and the ongoing work of the Spirit. And then also LGBT Catholics in our community, that this, by drawing this line and breaking this relationship, there are a lot of girls out there in troops and things who are seeing that door being shut. And the Catholic Church, it doesn't seem like a safe space for them in that moment.
We're talking about the Cincinnati Archbishop's decision to cut ties with the Girl Scouts and what that means for Catholic Girl Scout troops and their parents. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100 or email talk@wvxu.org. So Jennifer or Mike, I'm not sure which of you would want to answer this, but from the Archdiocese perspective, what does this mean for current Girl Scout troops? What kinds of decisions do the troops need to make?
Well, over the next, as the Archbishop has laid out, over the next 14 months, each troop can decide whether they want to remain a troop and move off campus, or whether they want to convert to being an American Heritage Girls troop, or whether they're about to disband anyhow. Perhaps some troops are going to age out in the next 14 months anyways. I do want to address a couple things really quickly, though, that I didn't say in my first answer to you.
Sure.
And that was the word normalizing. So normalizing certain things, I think there's the idea that 61%, for instance, of Catholics, I'm not familiar with that research, but I'll just take it at face value, that 61% of Catholics are in favor of gay marriage. The teaching of the church, of course, is that marriage is between one man and one woman. The teaching of the church is also that we have a sacramental worldview where the physical reveals the spiritual reality. And so the idea that a person could be born into the wrong body is not something that we accept. And so no matter what the people may on their own individually believe, it's the responsibility of the Archbishop to make sure he's teaching the Catholic faith. And partnering with a group that is adopting certain positions contrary to that faith would imply that we sort of approve that. And it has nothing to do with the individual troops or the troop leaders who I think even the Archbishop acknowledges in his letter have done a fantastic job. It was more after we couldn't reach an agreement with the Girl Scouts of Western Ohio about promotion, then the question became, well, is this a partnership that we want to continue at all? And part of it was an examination of, if we didn't already have this partnership and we were considering adopting it, would we? And the answer to that was no.
Laura, what was your reaction? What did you think of the Archbishop's reasoning? And you know, you lead a couple Girl Scout troops. What are you hearing from the girls in your troops and from their parents?
When I first heard it, I was just really sad. I've been a Catholic my whole life, and I've spent 47 years in the church and volunteering with kids and helping them, you know, grow their faith. The parents and the girls are really angry that this is the way that they are being treated, because if you don't know a lot about Girl Scouts, it's a very girl-led program. We don't have a kind of curriculum that comes down where Boy Scouts is much so more organized. So I feel like it kind of, you know, for those of us that are Catholic troops and Catholic leaders, it kind of makes us seem like we're not going to lead them in a faithful manner, when we absolutely do. There are Catholic Scouting awards that my daughters have gotten and my troops have gotten, where we are using the program to enhance their faith. We don't necessarily, you know, have to pick out a patch that would not be aligned with Catholic values. And, you know, neither one of my troops, and again, I have seniors in high school, they've been, you know, in a Catholic scout troop for 13 years. We've never done anything that wouldn't align with the Catholic faith.
How is this affecting girls? Laura, you mentioned you've heard some anger in terms of, you know, how's this affecting the girls in your troops? How are their parents talking with them about this?
I think, for the most part, the parents are pretty angry. The one mom I did speak to about it with after our meeting, and I mean, she has her kids in Catholic school. You know, we all go to church on Sundays. It's just, we're just going to find a workaround. We're not going to abandon Girl Scouts because it's been a great program for them and they want to continue on with it. So if we are not welcome in the church, we will find places to meet that aren't part of the Catholic Church. And we've had churches in our area that have reached out to us to allow us meeting spaces, which is nice.
Jennifer?
Yeah, I did want to say that the communication that was put out by the Archbishop to the faithful, an area that we realized we could improve on, and to communicate to Girl Scout troop leaders and to moms and to those discerning what's next for their daughters and for themselves as troop leaders. Catholics can still be Girl Scouts, and all girls and all women are welcome in the church. And so although I absolutely understand sadness and disappointment and anger and those components, I do want to make sure that everyone realizes they're still welcome in the church. All people are always welcome in the church. We did try to improve the communication around how to talk to your girls and your troop scouts or your troop girls in this area. And you know, we hope that after digesting the information as parents and as troop leaders, that they can have conversations with their girls, assuring the girls they've done nothing wrong, that this is not a division from the church that they're welcome in. It's a division from a partnership of people above them and facility usage and the church aligning with morals. So it's not anything that girls have done. And that's an important message to get to the girls that we hope is getting to them, that the troop leaders as well very likely have not done anything to allow these badges to make it to the girls, and they've done the right things as well. And then at that point, I would also encourage moms and Girl Scout troop leaders to have the age-appropriate conversation regarding the approaches to sexuality and gender that the Girl Scouts are in line with that disagree with the church teaching, whatever that conversation is. And then let the Girl Scouts know there's still ways to be a proud Catholic and a Girl Scout. There's still ways to be recognized at Mass, to do service projects with your Girl Scouts for the parish if one would decide, although those meetings won't be happening on the parish. Maybe your troop name will have to change and things of that nature. But there's still an opportunity to blend your Catholic faith with being a Girl Scout, and also to encourage the girls to express their feelings with this decision and making sure that they're heard on this difficult time.
Thank you. Ashley, are you talking with Girl Scouts or troop leaders in a different way about this, or are you having kind of the same conversations as Laura?
I think I would differ a little bit from Laura in just that, you know, to talk about this with girls and with age appropriately around the issues of LGBT and to acknowledge that the church does have this particular teaching, but that you can still be a faithful Catholic and critique and question that teaching. As Mike had mentioned before, we're a sacramental church, which means that the world around us is reflecting and showing the image of God, and that that is shifting, and we are learning more and more, and that that is something that we explore and can come to new revelation. And so some of that might be around this question of gender. And in the future, it, you know, in I hope, you know, my hope is that at some point the church will come to a different kind of judgment around these issues, but to acknowledge to the girls that this is what the church teaches, but we don't have to go in line with that unquestioningly. So to have that critical, difficult discussion, and that's, I think, would be so great to have that within their spaces of the Catholic schools, in where their troops were meeting, where they could have that faithful discernment around what the church teaches, what we see around us, our lived experience, and then discern that faithfully together, I think is lost by rupturing that relationship.
Well, we are going to continue our conversation after a short break. And later in the program, we'll talk about a new metric to measure body fat and diagnose obesity. This is Cincinnati Edition. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. We're continuing our conversation about why the Cincinnati Archdiocese is cutting ties with the Girl Scouts and what that means for local Girl Scout troops and parents. My guests are Archdiocese of Cincinnati Director of Communication and Evangelization, Mike Schaefer, and Director of Media Relations, Jennifer Schack, scholar, lay Catholic, and lifelong Girl Scout, Ashley Thiering, and Girl Scouts troop leader, Laura Smith. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100 or emailing talk@wvxu.org. Before the break, we referenced Girl Scouts of Western Ohio, which did issue a statement. It's a long statement. It said in part, "We remain open to a mutually respectful dialogue, and we hope that the Archdiocese will return to the conversation so we can continue to work together to support the beneficial role each plays in developing youth and supporting families in our communities." Mike, do you think there's any chance the Archdiocese will return to the conversation about this?
I think the Archdiocese is happy to talk to Catholic Girl Scout leaders, but we will not likely return to the conversation with Girl Scouts of Western Ohio. We engaged in multiple conversations with their leadership over a two-year period, and I distinctly remember one meeting where we agreed at the end of the meeting. These were all very congenial meetings and very mutually respectful, where the agreement was that the Girl Scouts of Western Ohio would go away and discern what they would be willing to adjust and change in their approach, and we would go away and discern what we could live with. And we wrote back to them with what we could live with a proposed memorandum of understanding. And in the next meeting that we got together, in response to a direct question, they basically said, "We're not going to change anything." And so at that point, the ball was really kind of back in the Archbishop's court as to what to do. So I don't think that's a very fruitful endeavor. On the other hand, the Catholic Girl Scout leaders, their families, their girls remain parishioners, loved, valued, respected by us. And so by the church, by their pastors, I think we would talk to them as much as they want to talk.
Okay. We do have a caller on the line. Hi, Mary. Thank you so much for calling. What's your question or comment?
Hi. My comment is that I was a longtime Girl Scout in New York and a teacher in New York in both the Catholic and public school systems. And I really applaud the Girl Scout leaders on your program. I'm just so dismayed when I read this statement from the Archbishop of Cincinnati. I didn't know that a diocese could make a decision like this that the whole church does not agree with. And with all of the terrible things that have gone on in the Catholic Church in the last few years and all the good that the Girl Scouts have done for so many years, I've actually decided to leave the Catholic Church. This is the last straw. So you Girl Scout leaders on the show, you keep doing all the good work you're doing, and I've decided I'm just going to find another church here in Cincinnati that's more open-minded.
Thanks for that call, Mary. We appreciate it. I don't know, Jennifer or Mike, if either of you want to respond to that. It sounds like Mary's kind of reached her decision. no need for a response unless you'd like to.
Well, I'd mention one thing, because she did mention, you know, things that have gone on over the decades in the church, such as everyone's familiar with the priest abuse that's gone on and that sort of thing. I would say that the church has contained sinners from the start. It'll contain sinners till the end. If that's not a reason for you to be ununited from the truth of Jesus and his church, and even if you disagree with this decision by the archbishop, that shouldn't change your fundamental relationship with Jesus. And so we'd hope that people would possibly consider it that way.
Laura, you had told my colleague Tana Weingartner that this feels like you're being kind of banished from your faith. Is there anything more you want to say about that? I mean, I think Mike and Jennifer have tried to make it clear that Girl Scouts can remain in the Catholic Church and remain in Girl Scouts. What are your thoughts on that?
Nice that you say that, but from the perspective of me as the leader and of my girls, we don't feel welcomed in the faith. You know, you can't push an organization away because of some of the programming options that it contains, and then, you know, expect us to feel welcomed into the church.
Where, Ashley, where will Girl Scouts be meeting if they've been meeting in parishes? You know, what's the next step there in terms of logistics? What will that mean along those lines?
Mm-hmm. Well, the diocese gave kind of the three options, right, to relocate to a non-Catholic space, so not a parish or a school, transform into an American Heritage Girls group or to disband. So I know in speaking with some of the folks up at the Girl Scouts of Western Ohio office that they're looking right now to make partnerships with non-Catholic spaces that will take in these troops so that they don't have to disband, so that they have those options. So I think there has been some public statements by either Episcopal churches or others that I've heard kind of locally have said, you know, send your Girl Scout troops to us. We have free space. So there's definitely people who are willing to house these troops. But I want to come back again to that, the message that's being kind of given to the girls by having them have to relocate outside of their own faith tradition to others can be a pretty difficult and a feel like a rejection, even if it's not intended in that way. It could feel very personal to young people and to the leaders who've worked so much on this.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are Girl Scout troops who are not Catholic. They don't meet in Catholic spaces. They don't have Catholic children as part of their troops. Ashley, do you think this affects them too, or is this really a decision that mostly affects Catholic girls and troops that have been meeting in Catholic spaces?
Yeah, I would say it predominantly impacts the Catholic troops meeting in Catholic spaces. But, you know, my troop is in a public school, and so we're not actually impacted by the decision. But as a Catholic woman raising a Catholic daughter, it was a difficult conversation. And so I think for a lot of folks in the city that this, it does continue to be a discerning process of, so how can we be, you know, faithful Catholics, still be Girl Scouts, and support our Catholic sisters. One of the kind of key parts of Girl Scouts is to support each other. And so how do we do that is kind of where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm. Laura, do you have girls in your troops who aren't Catholic, who don't feel as affected by all this?
I do in my older troop have one of our girls is not Catholic. And honestly, they don't really feel affected by it at all because all of them will have been graduated before this goes into effect.
Oh, there you go. That's how they're dealing with it. What are the next steps with this for the Archdiocese, Mike or Jennifer, or are there next steps? I know there's kind of this timeline that you're working on. I think it's the Archbishop laid out like kind of 14 months to kind of work through all this. Are there next steps in terms of the way you're communicating with troops?
We've asked all of the pastors to meet with the Girl Scout troops that are located on their campuses and discuss this with them in person. We think that that's important, as Jennifer referenced earlier, as far as the communication within the troop, but also to the troop leaders so that they have a chance to ask their questions as well. And, you know, some of the things that, they should convey is that they are valued parishioners. And I realize this is a hard message to receive at this moment in time, but to reiterate that this is about a partnership at a higher level and then it is a judgment on them or their leaders or anything that they've done, which we are overtly not judging. Like, we overtly value them and don't believe that they've done anything wrong. So, but it is also, I think, an important moment to perhaps explain what their faith teaches and why the Archdiocese at this moment in time feels like it can no longer partner with the Girl Scouts as an more broadly, and to explain that. I will say, having raised three kids myself, there were activities that we did that were located at the school and at the parish. There were many, many activities that were not located at the school and the parish. So all of those were formative of young people into good, responsible adults.
And to add to, you know, next steps, we did for the announcement, the letter from the Archbishop to the faithful, but accompanying that was a website that gave a lot more in-depth information, catholicaoc.org/girl-scouts. It does go through the history of arriving at the decision, as well as the frequently asked questions. There is space there. If there's more we need to communicate, it would be on that page, and possibly some additional questions to help people understand this information on that page. I'd recommend keeping tabs with that if there's additional questions.
Okay. Great. Good to know. I do want to mention also the Catholic Committee for Girl Scouts of Western Ohio has scheduled a Mass in solidarity at 11 a.m. Sunday, November 17th at the Cathedral Basilica of St. Peter in Chains in downtown Cincinnati. We've got information about that on our website, wvxu.org. We do have a couple of callers, but I apologize. We have run out of time for this conversation. I know everybody has other places to be, so I want to thank my guests. I've been talking with scholar, lay Catholic, and lifelong Girl Scout, Ashley Thiering, Girl Scouts troop leader, Laura Smith, and Archdiocese of Cincinnati Director of Communication and Evangelization, Mike Schaefer, and Director of Media Relations, Jennifer Schack. Thank you all so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, Move Over BMI, there's a new body index. We'll discuss whether it's any better. This is Cincinnati Edition.